T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Jeffrey Epstein's friend, confidant, and allegedly procurer for his pedophilia arrested this morning. Peter Haskell reports on the FBI arrest of Ghislaine Maxwell.
The whispers have been around for years. Maxwell was at the center of Epstein's sex abuse web. Acting U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss says the British socialite would recruit and groom victims.
Maxwell would encourage these young girls to accept offers from Epstein to pay for their travel and their education, making these young victims feel indebted to Jeffrey Epstein.
Then the two would pounce, abusing the girls. The 6-count indictment charges Maxwell with bringing the girls to Epstein's homes, including in New York. The FBI arrested the 58-year-old in New Hampshire. Bill Sweeney heads the FBI's New York office.
And more recently, we learned she had slithered away to a gorgeous property in New Hampshire, continuing to live a life of privilege while her victims live with the trauma inflicted upon them years ago.
The investigation is continuing. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
And Maxwell is now in federal custody. She did not enter a plea at today's hearing in New Hampshire. She's being taken back to New York for any future appearances, including bail. Mayor de Blasio today providing the families of New York City's 1 million school children with a peek at the plans for reopening city schools in September. WCBS's Rich Lamb has details.
Mayor de Blasio declared, "We're full steam ahead for September," noting every conceivable space in a school that can be will be converted to a classroom. And
so this is astounding. The DOE did a survey of parents and they got 400,000 responses. That is not a small sample size.
It found 75% of New York City parents want their kids back in school come autumn. The mayor declaring the goal is to get the maximum number into the schools and acknowledged that could mean some schedule staggering.
And we know that there's going to be a lot of challenges. We know there's just sheer logistical challenges with schools that were overcrowded before the coronavirus and now have to practice social distancing.
De Blasio announced the schools will undergo daily deep cleanings. Students and adults will be required to wear face coverings, and the 6-foot social distancing rule will be in effect. Hand sanitizers and hand washing stations will be all over each school building. He added, "We want to give people confidence and make sure they're safe." Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
And as Governor Cuomo reacted when Mayor de Blasio tried to close the schools at the beginning of the pandemic, the governor doing the same now that there is a plan to reopen them. Cuomo's communications director says it is a state decision with input from local stakeholders and that any determination is premature at this point. After being threatened with $2,000 fines, an about-face today from 8 people who went to a party in West Nyack, one of a few gatherings in Rockland County that are now responsible for 9 cases of coronavirus. The county subpoenaed those 8 people on Wednesday, and at first they refused to cooperate. The health commissioner said they did not understand the importance of health information. Now they've changed their minds. They will work with contact tracers who will try to figure out if anyone else has been exposed. That party in West Nyack was hosted by someone who had already been experiencing symptoms. All 9 who have been infected are in their early 20s, and none have been hospitalized. Craig Allen, it feels like a July 4th weekend, too.
Yes, it does. We hit 91 this afternoon. We're right back up there at 91 here in the city. It is definitely cooler along the coast. The sea breeze has taken over and knocked it back down through the 80s and even a few 70s if you're right at the beaches right now with a gusty breeze off the ocean. We also have those very isolated thunderstorms. It's not like yesterday, not at all, but there is a shower that is in the northern sections of Sussex County. The biggest one in New Jersey is still in the vicinity of Sparta around Route 15, and it's been just bouncing around there. Another that's back towards Califon, and a developing shower. It's a little bit heavier now in the lower half of Staten Island and also down towards Jamesburg. So you've got these isolated evening showers, otherwise a fair humid night, about 75, 76 or so for the city, and 70 in the suburbs. Tomorrow, sunny much of the day, very warm and humid, up near 90 once again. Scattered showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. You know, I think we're going to have our hands full again tomorrow evening. And then for the 4th, clouds, some sun, a spotty shower can't be ruled out, but most of the time, the 4th is dry and highs between 80 and 85. Right now, 91, humidity 33%.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.